League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Drill to right field, that ball is hit well, is to the wall, and it is gone. Jamer Candelario has his first Tigers home run. He showed some pop in the minor leagues, and that's his first big league home run with the Tigers. Jamer gets one back.
This 106.5 The Ticket sports exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Throw does over the middle.
There you go.
Joe McQuinn, right side, to the house. Count it down with me, folks. 10-5, end zone, touchdown Detroit Lions. Oh, that is big. How about 2-7, patrolling center field like a safety should.
Get ready. It's now drive time.
Barrett gets the snap, hands it to Weber. Weber sweeping left side of the Rutgers 45 to the 40, 35-30, down the sideline. Weber to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber with a 46-yard touchdown run to increase Ohio State's lead by six more.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocks the shot, and Gretzky in 3-0. Los Angeles, Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, Sarah Cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time. Glad to have you on board. We're at the Superstore tonight, the showroom. Second straight night. Feel just like home up here overlooking some of these great 2018 models. Again, I want to remind everybody the Carfax Fox sale continues through the 12th, which is next Monday. $199 a month. Listen to this one. 2016 Jeep Compass, 2016 Jeep Patriot. Leave your checkbook at home, everybody. The Carfax Fox sale continues. This show is always driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. My name is Mike Miller. Cush is back in the studios tonight. Got a good show lined up. The dean of sportscasters here in the, Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan, Dan Cummins, will join us at 5:15 tonight. We'll talk some MAC basketball, probably some high school basketball as well, probably some walleye. Just basically talk some sports with Dan Cummins, again, the dean of sportscasters, Channel 11 here in Toledo for just, decades. Then coming up at 5:35 tonight, great story out of Dundee. What a year they had with their wrestling team. Tim Roberts is their head coach. He'll join us at 5:35 tonight to talk about the season, some of the things that he remembers, and some of the players that are going to go on and wrestle at the college level. But between Bedford and between Dundee, what is it about this area here? State championships and guys winning state championships. So Tim Roberts will join us at 5:35 tonight. He is the head coach of the Dundee wrestling team, and again, a tremendous, tremendous year for those guys. MAC tournament got underway last night. Central Michigan, boy, Bowling Green battled them. Central Michigan beat them in overtime, 81-77. Kent State over Northern Illinois. Miami beat the Ohio Bobcats. Akron over Western Michigan. So the University of Toledo Rockets, by the way, will play Thursday. The Rockets take on Miami at 6:30. The noon game, Central Michigan again. Winners over Bowling Green last night. They have a tough task on Thursday at noon, taking on Buffalo, the number one seed. Kent State, Ball State at 2:30. Rockets, by the way, taking on Miami, 6:30 on Thursday night. Akron taking on Michigan as well. High school basketball, that cranks up again tomorrow. Central Catholic taking on St. John's, Anthony Wayne versus Lima Senior. Then on Thursday, Northview and Southview, Whitmer taking on St. Francis on Thursday. Those games are at Savage Arena. Good time to check in with Jim real quick. Jim, I didn't want to catch you off guard here. What do you have on the coverage tomorrow night for basketball?
All right, for tomorrow, we will have on 106.5 about 7:15 or so the Patriot League Championship, courtesy of our friends at Westwood One, so more of those automatic NCAA bids to fill out your brackets coming out. And then we'll have the first of the district semifinals here in the area. This is Division One. Bill Clark and the crew will have the call as I'm looking at it. These will be the one district. Central Catholic St. John's would be first. Anthony Wayne Lima Sr. would be the second for a doubleheader tomorrow.
So you did say those games are on the ticket, correct?
Those will be on Talk Radio 100.7 tomorrow on the grounds that the games start at 6 o'clock. And, well, Wednesday is your doubleheader day, of course.
No, got it. Good stuff. Yep, very good. The juggler at it again. Great coverage. And again, as we mentioned, Thursday, Northview, Southview go at it. That's at Savage Arena as well. Another 6:15 game there. Whitmer taking on St. Francis. So both college basketball and high school basketball right on top of us at this juncture. Of course, Selection Sunday is coming up, so we'll have a close eye on that. Be very, very interesting this year, some of the seeds and exactly who's going to get in. You know, I had two guests on yesterday. John Wagner, number one, and John, of course, was up at Mount Pleasant, and Kyle Rowland. I don't know if I agree with them or not. I guess it's just been like this for so long, but I wouldn't be totally surprised that the MAC got more than one team in. Of course, the tournament champion is going to go in. I mean, the one and two seeds are Buffalo and the University of Toledo. So, listen, I got the pom-poms out here just a little bit. Attended the University of Toledo. Both of my daughters graduated from there. So, hopefully, I don't know if I see this happening or not. Both those guys were adamant that it won't happen. Again, the MAC getting a at-large team besides a tournament champion, but we will see next Sunday. But they've had a tremendous year. They got a great player, of course, and you know, a guest that was on this show not too long ago, Mr. Fletcher. And he's a guy that really, I think, if he gets the hot hand and this guy can get things going, some of his triple-double performances. You never know. Time of the year when individuals at time take over basketball, and he's one of those guys. So it'll be very, very interesting to watch. As I mentioned, Dan Cummins coming up on 5:15, Tim Roberts at 5:35. Anything else going on, Jim, in breaking sports? Or you didn't happen to see a Tiger score today, did you?
I can look up the Tiger score for real quick. In terms of, I can give you also a programming update for today. We got two doubleheaders for basketball over on Talk Radio 100.7 girls regional finals, because the girls brackets are already in the regional finals in high school basketball. This will be Division One. Bill Clark and the crew will be on the call of this one. Notre Dame against Strongsville first, Perrysburg against Wadsworth, and that coverage getting underway actually more like a half hour from now over on Talk Radio 100.7. And then at about 6:45 tonight, courtesy of friends at Westwood One, once again, more bids being handed out. First, the Colonial title game, then the West Coast title game, which will be an interesting matchup with Rank Gonzaga in that game.
No, good stuff, Jim. Great coverage as always. As I was mentioning, hats off to Trayshawn Fletcher, a guest here, and of course, Drive Time a couple of weeks back. First team, all MAC, and Jalen Sanford, along with Mr. Wiggins down there at Bowling Green, second team. And again, as I mentioned, Bowling Green goes down last night to Central Michigan. Dan Cummins right around the corner. This is Drive Time. It's driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. My name's Mike Miller. Coming to you tonight for the mothership, the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore, where the Carfax Fox sale continues.
Sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time. Glad to have you on board. A little petty for you there. Coming up at 5:35 tonight, high school route. We're going to go Tim Roberts, head coach of the Dundee wrestling team. They are the state champions. Again, what is it here in southeast Michigan? Dundee, Bedford, they've had some great wrestling programs over the years. So Tim Roberts, the head coach of Dundee, congratulations to those guys, state champions in Michigan. Joining us now, the Dean of Sportscasters in Northwest Ohio, southeast Michigan. Been a while since I've heard the voice of a Dan Cummins. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. What would you like to chat about today?
Well, first things first, I had a couple of guests on yesterday. It will remain nameless at this point, not because I disagreed with them a little bit. I'm going to guess you're going to side with them. But any chance at the MAC this year besides the winner of the MAC tournament, of course, Bowling Green got beat last night. Things continue at the Quicken Loans Arena on Thursday. That the MAC would get an at-large, maybe the runner-up in this tournament, get into the NCAA?
I don't think so. Maybe if Buffalo didn't win the MAC championship, but I'm guessing they'll probably be out in the cold if they don't win it too. I mean, you look at the top two teams regular season, and Toledo's number two seed, and I don't think Toledo, even if they lost in the championship game, I wouldn't see Toledo getting a bid. I don't think the MAC top to bottom is all that strong this year. Maybe in past years it's been better. But Buffalo is I think unquestionably the team to beat going in. They've had their warts too. I was just talking to Todd Kowalczyk this afternoon about the opportunity to maybe play them in the finals again. And if you watched any of that game, back in January, they really competed at Buffalo and, they had a few defensive breakdowns late and lost the game. But boy, I think if they could just, tighten up some things, I think the Rockets could give Buffalo a good game if they're hitting their threes and maybe get the NCAA bid. I'm not counting them out, but boy, you know how tournaments are. It's like you got to get to the finals before you can win it. And, if they happen to beat Miami on Thursday, then they possibly have Eastern on Friday night. And that's a team they've lost to twice. That's a team they don't like to play. So, I don't know. That's a long-winded answer to your question, I guess.
No, but I think you nailed it. I mean, really, it seems to me, and, I don't know. I see other teams that, are tournament winners that are in there, and at times I thought the MAC, maybe not this year, deserved to have more than one team. We will see. Again, the tournament kicks off Thursday over at Quicken Loans Arena. How about the high school side? What are you guys doing with that? Great coverage as always, and I've been on the road a little bit, so I know Central takes on St. John's tomorrow night, as does Anthony Wayne and Lima Senior. Then on Thursday, Northview versus Southview, then Whitmer versus St. Francis on Thursday as well. Great coverage as always. Thanks for that, Dan. What stands out about, again, the district tournament?
Well, if I look at schools in the area that have the best shot at making a run to the state championship, I think St. John's has a very legitimate chance of doing it. In fact, it's an alternate year, where this year the regional championship for Division I is going to be at Savage Arena. So the team that comes over from Cleveland, the Titans will have a home court advantage, supposedly. So I think, you know, with Vince Williams and Houston King, and a good bunch of guards around them as a cast, I think St. John's is as good as any team that's to go in Division I. Wauseon boys in D2, I think people I talk to, they say that this team is better than last year's team that lost in the state championship game. So you look at those two teams. Outside that, Stritch is the Division III power. I don't see Stritch winning a championship. I'd love to see them do it, but I don't think they could. Because they're actually a Division IV school that had about too many kids, maybe two kids over the limit to get to Division III. They're barely in Division III. They should have been Division IV. Otherwise, they would have made a nice run. On the girls' side, I think Notre Dame has a decent shot. They're used to going to the Final Four and getting that area. And other than that, I don't see any other girls' teams in the area making a real serious run.
Again, talking to Dan Cummins, of course. This is Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Tim Roberts coming up at 5:35 tonight. You mentioned, Dan, you talked to Todd Kowalczyk, head coach of the University of Toledo Rockets. Any recent chats with Dan Watson? Boy, the Walleye have things going in the right direction. No doubt about that. I had Matt Melzak on the other night, telling Matt that, and everybody's aware of this, great regular season runs. This is a year you would think, hopefully, the Walleye can put a, you know, cross the T's and dot the I, if you will, to make a long playoff run and hopefully run for a championship.
I think they have the goalie, Pat Nagel, that's going to be the guy they ride throughout the playoffs. I think they're set with that. Jeff Lurg, last year especially, was a little more inconsistent than he had been. So that's one thing. But I think definitely Dan Watson, you're aware of this too, I think he toughened up his team this year. He got a little more physical, a little more bigger in the defensemen and the forwards to try to make that run and not let his team get intimidated and drawn into bad penalties and things. So I think the team is probably better in some ways. Some of the scoring hasn't come through like I think they would have liked to have. AJ Jinks, those guys aren't scoring goals like maybe we're used to seeing them do, but maybe it's a different mix. Maybe it's a different way of doing it. As long as they win games, I guess it doesn't matter. They're closing on clinching the playoffs with 13 games to go. I do want to discuss something with you. A week or so ago, we had the Hall of Fame weekend for the Walleye, and it was great to see Dave Falkenberg again. That goes back to an era when you and I were both very close and working with the hockey teams in the area. It was really weird. Remember they were wearing the throwback jersey, the Storm wearing the old Gold Diggers jerseys? It was so cool. The first goal of the game that Friday night was scored by number 27 in a Walleye uniform. And to me, 27 is always going to be Dave Falkenberg. And so I saw him the very next day, and he said he had the same thing when he saw that goal scored by number 27. It brought back some memories for him. I saw him. Dirk Graham was
great
here.
Stuff.
Miller, Dirk Graham was here, and I talked to him for the first time in many, many years. And I said, I just want to tell you, we haven't spoken for years and years and years. I just want to tell you that when you made it big, the Blackhawks, and in the NHL, and had a great career, I always felt you were one of us back here in Toledo. It was always cool to see you make it successfully in the NHL. And he beamed with that. He told people at the Hall of Fame he's going to try to come back every year. He just loves coming back and touching that the old days in Toledo and some great memories he had when he was playing for the Toledo Gold Diggers.
No, I was so disappointed, Dan. I had a game that night, and I was even trying to make it down to the banquet. I talked to Falky. I know Dirk was in last year, and I talked to him. I gave, of course, Jimmy McCabe a call, and called Billy Inglis down in Texas, had a great chat with him, and the Spitfires were on the road that night. And it just, it is what it is. You're in this thing for 40 years. I did, though, after our game, I was on 23 because 75 is closed. I called Falky, and this shows you how old we're getting. It was about 11:30 at night. And I said, where are you guys? I'm going to come and join you for a beer. He goes, we've all shut it down for the night. That's one thing that was different. The Rams was with the team in 1982. Believe me, we would have been probably closing the Consult Tavern till 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. But I thought the choices were excellent. I told Dan Savick that. They've done a wonderful job with this. Talked to Falky that night and Jim McCabe. And, Dan, you nailed it. I got home that night. And I had, of course, Channel 11 on. I was watching the highlights and seeing those old Gold Digger jerseys go up and down the ice. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was great to talk to Falky and Dirk Graham. And, yeah, Jim McCabe. I talked to Jim McCabe that day, too. Bill Inglis couldn't come in, I guess. I don't know if he has ill health or a conflict in his schedule, but his son came in. That's just a wonderful thing to celebrate the rich tradition that Toledo hockey has.
No question about it. And I there's a illness. When I talked to Billy, he didn't disclose, Dan, what it was. And obviously, I wasn't going to press him on that. But we talked probably for 35, 40 minutes. I was on the way to a road game, and it was just a great conversation. I worked for the guy for 13 years. And I know you're going to say this as well. You're not going to meet a better guy in the game than Bill Inglis. Just one of the all-time best. Signed my check for 13 years. So I miss him, but the conversation was great. Speaking of missing anything you're working on or anything I didn't touch on, Dan Cummins, that you want to share with us?
Well, I tell all my friends know this going in. This particular week is the absolute busiest week of our sports year of the 52 weeks. We've got the MAC tournament going down in Columbus this weekend. We'll have St. Francis, number 2 ranked in the state hockey Final Four, and possibly the championship game on Saturday. We've got the state wrestling individuals going on down in Columbus. We've got the girls' regionals all over and the boys' districts. So this is where we get hammered with everything. Luckily, my news director, Anthony Knopf, is wonderful in giving us the resources. Jordan and Danielle and I have wonderful help in getting all the games covered. We need to get covered, and we get through that, and then things start to taper off next week. Unless, of course, the Toledo Rockets men make the NCAAs, I think probably with 21 wins, unless they pee down their legs on Thursday, they'll probably get at least an NIT bid next week, perhaps on the road, maybe even at home, who knows, but we'll see how that turns out. But
you know, the basketball tapers off next week with the girls' states and the boys' regionals, and then next thing you know, it's April, and the Mud Hens opener on what, the 14th? So, yeah.
No, good stuff. Listen, busy week. Thanks for taking the time. Great hearing your voice, as always, Dan. Keep up the good work, and somewhere down the road, we'll give you a shout again. Thanks a lot.
Mike, a correction. It's the Mud Hens opener is the 12th. I just remember that. I've got a vacation right before that. I get back on the 11th, and then we have the Mud Hens opener on the 12th. But always fun talking to you. You're a good man. Take care of yourself.
Hey,
thank you.
You know what? With your amount of tenure and experience, I would imagine you're probably up to, what, 16, 17 weeks a year with vacation time now, aren't you?
Well, I get that much vacation time, but I don't use it up because I enjoy my job so much.
You know what? I talk to all my friends at my age. All of them are stepping away from their job. I'm like you. Don't mind doing this a bit. Thanks, Dan. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Dan Cummins, the Dean of Sportscasters, of course, here in Toledo. TAS Electronics update right around the corner. Mike Miller coming to you from the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. Carfax Fox sale continues. Let's go back to the studios.
The cure for annoying traffic jams. It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. How about this? Leave your checkbook at home. Carfax Fox sale continues through next Monday. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. I'm looking at a list of great deals here you can't believe. Zero down on a lot of these out the door. Leave your checkbook at home. $199 a month. That's for a 2016 Jeep Compass, 2016 Jeep Patriot. How about this at $225 a month? Again, leave your checkbook at home. 2017 Chrysler 200, 2017 Jeep Compass, 2017 Jeep Patriot, $225 a month. Great deals right now. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. Got to tell you, I drive it every day. For you folks in Toledo that are tuned in, just get on the highway. You're here in 15 minutes for all these great deals. Glad to have you on board. Dean of Sportscasters in Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan, Dan Cummins, joined us, Channel 11. And joining us now, congratulations to the head coach and state champion Dundee wrestling team, Tim Roberts, joined us. Hello, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Well, no, first things first, congratulations and a tremendous year against a longtime opponent in Richmond. Tell me about it, and I love the story about, of course, you and Brandon Whitman and how emotional you were and your close ties and how you guys have bonded over the years. But what stands out about this 2018 team and campaign?
This was a fantastic team, a bunch of guys that came together for a cause bigger than themselves. And when you get a group of young people that do that and they find extra effort in themselves all year, and it was just great to see, you know, and see these guys keep improving and how much fun they had doing it all year. And, you know, I've been coaching 28 years now, and I can't remember having a season where I had more fun all year with the group of guys and the work they did. And then, you know, we got to experience the kind of success we did all year too. So it was a fantastic year.
Tim, yeah, I got to tell you, you touched on something here. And I've said this a lot for people that listen to this show. This is ESPN 106.5, The Ticket, home of the Buckeyes, of course, and the Detroit Lions and all your local sports, coming to you tonight from Monroe Dodge, our home base, by the way. But you know what? When you're having fun and you don't want to let down the guy seated next to you in that locker room, boy, that's a powerful thing. And you enjoy each other's company. You can't wait to get to practice. Congratulations to you for creating that culture.
It was an effort. I will give a lot of the credit to the seniors of our team. We talked early that we know we get more success when we're all doing it for each other. And we're doing it as a group, and it isn't a bunch of individuals. And they did a lot of work to make sure that was the culture we had this year. So great group of guys that have been around a long time, a successful group, and, you know, I'm so proud of what they did.
No, you should be, no doubt about it. Hey, you know, what is it about this area? And listen, I'll be honest with you, Tim. We don't have a ton of wrestling coaches on this show, and that's not because we don't pay attention to it, but what is it about this area? I mean, I live down in Temperance, and of course, my wife went to Bedford years ago, and you know, I'm an old Whitmer guy that at one time had a pretty good wrestling program as well. Yes, what is it about this area? I mean, you have Bedford and Dundee and off the top of my head, Airport and Huron, and there's something about Southeast Michigan when it comes to wrestling that I think, you know, stands apart from a lot of other sections of the state.
You know, I would say it's a lot of, you know, they like to say iron sharpens iron. And I think that's a lot of it. We come in to compete with each other as well, and this is what the guys close to you that you're reading about in the paper and hearing about, that's what they're doing. And they grow up, you know, you're competing with them, and then before you know it, you're as good as the other kids in the state. And, you know, and I think there's a lot of passionate people about wrestling around here, and they just keep striving to get better. So we're blessed in this area with a lot of people that are into it and put a lot into it to get better all the time. So
no question.
Great area to be in.
Yeah, Tim Roberts joins us, head coach of Dundee's wrestling team. Tell me about the record-setting Brandon Whitman, and won his fourth Division III individual state championship. Boy, you guys love matching up against that Richmond every year. I can tell you that much. I know exactly where that is, but as I mentioned, the story, of course, that we read here, Monroe, listen, you're no different than a lot of coaches. You get emotional about kids that you, you've mentored and you've helped. And, you, man, there's a relationship there and a bonding. But congratulations to Brandon. Touch on that story, if you could, please.
You know, we're talking about, just a fantastic person. And, you know, he is as humble as he can be and just a super person that makes other people around him feel better about themselves all the time. You know, when you're that good, it's easy to get caught up in me. And he's not like that at all. And he's all about making you feel better about you. And, you know, you know this kid since he's 8 years old, and he's the little guy in the room and saying, will you stay after and work with me? And, you know, this kid's got a passion for it since then, and how hard he's worked and how much he's put into it and the strive to keep getting better. And, you know, it was endless. He's throughout the season, he's continuing to get better. You come in as a freshman with high hopes and, you win a title. And then I see him at the end of his senior year, still striving to get better at wrestling.
No, and, great stuff. Where's coach? Where's he going to school?
He, is going to go to North Carolina. They have, an Olympic medalist as a coach down there in Coleman Scott. And, they're a team on the rise. They offered him a great deal to go there, and it's a fantastic academic institution as well. And he went down and loved the campus, so he's going to attend North Carolina.
Again, talking to Tim Roberts, head coach of the state champion Dundee wrestling team. Stoney Buell, of course, who we know, and fights and White and Jaworski and Ott and McAvoy and Ginn, Reinhardt. Tell me about the rest of the guys and how many you got coming back next year.
Well, we have a total of 19 guys on the team. Six of them were seniors. So, you know, we do have some work to do for next year. We got 13, you know, very good wrestlers returning and some very good freshmen coming up. But we do have some work to do to fill our upper weights. A lot of our upper weight guys graduated. You know, but, we're talking about a fantastic group. You know, it was great to see it all come together and all these guys keep developing through the year and just keep getting better. You know, it was like I said, just a fun season and a lot of guys with the right goals in mind.
Good stuff, Coach. Listen, thanks for coming on. Again, congratulations, and keep it rolling up there. You've had a great run as a coach. You've helped a lot of younger guys reach their goals. And again, congratulations from everybody here at the Superstore in Monroe, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, and thanks for coming on.
Well, I really appreciate you having me on, and thanks for what you do. We appreciate it.
You got it. Tim Roberts, head coach of Dundee, state champion wrestling team. Congratulations to those guys. Good work. Let's take a timeout. My name is Mike Miller. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Back with more after this.
Hello, everyone. everyone. This is KT Maviglia, Miss Michigan 2014. You are listening to Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time. Glad to have you on board. My name is Mike Miller. Again, I'd like to thank our guest tonight. First, Dan Cummins at 5:15. And, of course, Tim Roberts, head coach at Dundee, joined us at 5:35. Tonight, basketball, the big news. Jim Cushlin back at the studios. Jim, any thoughts on, well, Selection Sunday coming up next week?
Obviously, the teams here, you know, in the area, you'll have Michigan, you'll have Michigan State, you'll have Ohio State. I still think plus Purdue, and that's going to be it for the Big Ten. Noticed earlier when you and Dan were talking in regards to the Toledo Rockets and a possible NIT bid, they certainly have the resume for it. But I remember talking just last week with Coach Todd Kowalczyk on our extravaganza show, and I kind of, you know, brought that up to him in a different context. And I got a hunch that says it's either beat out Buffalo and others and win this MAC tournament, or there won't be anything. Because I just have a hunch that the NIT, and they would be wrong on this in my opinion, will not give the Rockets a bid should they fail to get the NCAA bid.
You know what, Jim, you interview both coaches. I mean, this is a great question. You might have already asked it to Todd, or, you know, your interview with the Bowling Green coach as well. I mean, I just see early season games, non-MAC games, non-conference games. The MAC over the years have done pretty well against some pretty good schools over the years. I am surprised, to be quite honest with you, that they don't, this time of the year, get more notoriety, and they aren't being mentioned to get into the NCAA. Have you ever talked to either coach about that? Strength of the MAC, schedules? I mean, what is it about the MAC that basically, I'll put it this way, doesn't get a lot of love?
No, and I think that's because right now, my hunch anyway on this is, and I haven't asked exactly that kind of question, but we've tiptoed around the edges of that kind of topic with both Todd Kowalczyk of the Rockets and Michael Huger of the Falcons. And even though the MAC right now, in terms of conference RPI, one of those little measurements, but this for the whole conference, they come in at number 11. In other words, you have the eight quote-unquote power conferences, and then I think the other two are the Mountain West and this year's Conference USA, and then you get the Mid-American Conference. So out of the non-powers, they're ranked as consistently one of the strongest mid-major or small conferences, whatever term you want to use for that. But I just think that they get a lot that NIT and NCAA tournaments, you know, tend to, you know, overlook these types of conferences a lot. They'll view, rightly or wrongly, any conference loss first and foremost as a bad loss, unless it's to somebody in this year's case in the MAC like Buffalo. You essentially lose to anyone else in the MAC, the committees are going to turn that a quote unquote bad loss, even if it's not so bad. Like take Rockets getting swept this season by Eastern Michigan. That's a solid basketball team that if they win their first game, that's 20 wins for them. Once upon a time, Mike, 20 wins was a benchmark in college basketball. Yeah. Yep.
No question about it. 20 wins and you're in. I mean, I get that. I just don't listen. You talk about conference losses here. I don't care what the conference is. College basketball, winning on the road, and you mentioned losing both games to Eastern Michigan. Obviously, one of those was at home. But you play in a decent conference. You go into other teams, their barn and their gym. Those are tough nights for
sure.
A lot of teams. And I hate to see why you lost a conference game. I mean, I don't get it. I really don't. Especially, I think, you know, I would think maybe the folks who put this together. I mean, I remember when the NIT was such a prestigious tournament. It was unbelievable. I don't even have that on my radar much anymore, to be quite honest with you. The NCAA has become so big, and people follow that to the point with brackets and everything else. And I mean, that's where the buzz is. I mean, you see the NIT scores. You and I will probably pay, you know, a lot closer attention if the Rockets are involved in that. But I remember when the NIT was a very prestigious thing. It was played in New York. You didn't play on campus the first couple of games. And I just, I would think, too, and I thought about this for a long time, the way the MAC in football, whether it was Western Michigan or the University of Toledo Rockets, even though it ended badly this year, but playing some of these teams with notoriety over the years and doing pretty well against Big Ten teams, you think maybe that MAC reputation would have leaked over a little bit on the basketball side, but that's had absolutely no bearing.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem to, and I'm not trying to put myself in the heads of the various committee members. As I preface that, I'm essentially going to attempt to do that right now. I think, unfortunately, for better or worse, and clearly in this discussion it's on the for worse side, if you're not one of the power teams, and college, but you know, in football, it's, you know, ACC, SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac 12, those five, right? I consider, and this is just me, I think a lot of the committee kind of would too, the power in the basketball side of things is those five plus Big East, American, and Atlantic 10. And honestly, my impression is, unless you're a member of one of those eight conferences, the committee essentially, you know, doesn't even pay attention to you, you know, at all. Here's a perfect example. I'm going to go to a different conference for somebody. Over in Conference USA, right now, Middle Tennessee has an RPI of 28. That's supposed to be really, really, really good. For perspective, the Rockets are at about 70. They are 24-6 overall. And most assume if they do not win Conference USA, they are not going to the NCAA tournament. Why? Because they play for Conference USA. So for right or wrong, and in this case, we kind of view it as kind of wrong, if you're not one of the members of those Power 8 conferences, the committee basically ignores you, no matter what you did. That's what it seems anyway.
Well, you know what? You got looking at the AP top 25, you got Rhode Island at 25, but then you look at other teams receiving votes. Here's some big names. Kentucky, obviously, one of those. Yep. Virginia Tech, Seton Hall. Middle Tennessee, you mentioned 9 votes. Buffalo got a vote this week.
A vote.
We have one vote. I mean, and I got to tell you, who knows? But I would take Buffalo against a... Listen, the University of Toledo's got some pretty good players,
yes,
in the likes of Fletcher and Sanford and this and that. I'd like to, you know, it is, again, I mean, you don't want to see it expand from the 68 teams. I get that. But I just think, and I've never talked about this, but the more I've watched highlights and I've caught some University of Toledo games, you know, on television this year, and I've also had a couple of interviews with some folks, I got to tell you, I don't think... Listen, I hate to point fingers, but is the MAC doing a good enough job, that league office, to basically try to sell? Listen, if they got a guy that's a great football player like a Logan Woodside, you see him everywhere. And, you know, believe me, I just would think maybe the MAC office could wave the flag and start making some inroads here. It's going to be the tournament winner. There's no doubt about that. And besides anybody else, I don't think it's going to happen. But I'd love to be surprised.
And you know, it's funny. That's something that actually head coach Todd Kowalczyk last week, when I kind of brought these up, I brought it up in the context of, hey, coach, if you don't make the NCAA, like things don't go well for you next week, meaning this week, and then I mentioned my hunch about the NIT, would you accept an invitation to one of those smaller tournaments that actually do exist? There's like two below the NIT, if you can believe that. And he said no, because, you know, we have to pay to play, and there's nothing for us, you know, to showcase. And one of his things was, you know, we should get a bid to the NIT if it goes bad. I mean, you know, that's on the MAC guys, you know, in the league office. He more or less said that, to, you know, go out and help make the case for us. And I'd be on that side. If I was in charge of the NIT and Rockets aren't in the big dance, they would get a bid, you know, to my tournament. But unfortunately, I just, you know, don't see that happening, because let's put it this way. In terms of the NCAA, they would rather have an 18-13 like Texas or 17-14 Alabama over a team like the Rockets, and that's sad.
No, it is sad. I mean, I don't get it. And you know what? We're probably partial sitting here in Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan. But this year's Rocket team, you got to look at some individuals that can possibly take a game over. And I think University of Toledo has that this year. Good job, Jim. Great having you on tonight as well. All right, everybody, doubleheader tomorrow from Sylvania, Tam and Shanner. Drive time at 5 o'clock. Face off the hockey show tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We're in our 18th season there. Thanks for tuning in. Be careful. This show is always driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik, where the Carfax Fox sale continues through next Monday. Good night, everybody, from Monroe.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.